This is KCUR 89.3. Political watchers in Kansas City have long considered the Northland to be an elusive voting bloc, at times leaning conservative and skeptical of city government. But in the last few years, Kansas City North residents voted with the rest of the city on several big progressive issues. As KCUR's Lisa Rodriguez reports, in a mayoral primary election with 11 candidates, Northland voters could be the ticket to the general election.
When Aaron and Alex Olson moved to the Northland from Midtown Kansas City a few years ago, their friends had some strong reactions.
I didn't know that moving north of the river was like a thing.
The Olsons were celebrating their daughter's first birthday last weekend at Calibration Brewery on Armour Road. Alex said a lot of their friends hadn't ever spent time north of the Missouri River.
It's like the great unknown, I think, to a lot of people.
The great unknown. That seems like a strange way to describe an area where more than a third of the city's population lives. But for longtime Northland residents, it's a familiar feeling.
The South thinks the North is just sort of an annex up here.
Dave Swiss, who lives off North Brighton, was one of around 30 or so people gathered at a Northland problem-solving meeting this week. Only one mayoral candidate lives in the Northland. And Swiss says they haven't seen candidates for mayor from south of the river at their meetings, even though they're mostly worried about the same things as anyone else.
Our roads and our streets need a lot of attention.
The airport, Swiss mentioned, was another big topic. For longtime Northland resident David Dunlop, neighborhood preservation was top of mind.
Low-income housing is a very important issue.
Which sounds a lot like what newcomer Alex Olson was thinking about.
Income inequality and tied to that, rent prices.
First District Councilwoman Heather Hall, who is not running for mayor, says those are the same issues she hears everywhere.
Well, there definitely isn't a typical Northland voter. We have young families, we have established families, we have people who are retired.
In fact, demographically, the Northland looks a lot like the rest of the city, says Jeff Pinkerton, senior researcher at the Mid-America Regional Council. Pinkerton says it's not as diverse, but that's changing.
North of the river between 2010 and 2017, the black population has grown over 60%.
Pinkerton says there have been significant increases in the Hispanic population as well. Northland resident Oscar Osuna was walking into Chicken and Pickle with his wife and baby boy. He said he hadn't heard or seen much about the mayor's race. Osuna did say he wants whoever is elected mayor to listen to Hispanic residents and not ignore them.
Que no los ignoren, que los escuchen.
Okay, for all the Northlanders out there, I know Chicken and Pickle is not in Kansas City. It's in North Kansas City, which is its own city. But that's the thing about the Northland. All these different municipalities, Kansas City, Riverside, Parkville, Gladstone, share a geographic identity, where south of the river, it's all just one city. And residents of Kansas City North just want their fair share of the city's attention.
The Northland is really concerned about being taken care of.
Martin Rucker would know. When he was campaigning for state senate last year, he spoke with thousands of voters in Platte County. Rucker says Kansas City residents north of the river contribute a significant amount of tax money to the city, and they don't always see the returns.
And so people in the Northland really care about seeing our tax dollars come back up here.
Rucker is also co-founder of a group dedicated to pushing progressive policies in the Northland. While he doesn't think it's a requisite, Rucker says anyone running for mayor who doesn't live here might have to work a little harder to gain that trust.
If you can work in something about the bridge or something about economic development, you know, you can work in something about workforce housing near the airport where all these jobs are going to be created.
The time to reach out to Northlanders on these issues may have come and gone. David Dunlop says, aside from some mailers, he hasn't heard from candidates south of the river.
Well, at this late stage, we don't have that much time before the election. I don't think they can make an impact in the Northland.
Dunlop says, at this point, signs and billboards won't do the trick. Any mayoral hopeful looking to lock down Northland votes needs to cross the river and knock on some doors. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Lisa Rodriguez.
The mayoral primary election is April 2nd. Tune into KCUR's Morning Edition tomorrow to hear what the candidates have to say about violent crime in Kansas City.